ما شاء الله. السلام عليكم. How are you this morning? الحمد لله تعالى. طيب قبل أن نكمل الدرس, قبل أن نكمل من حيث وصلنا, لو هيك نتكلم قليلا عن الأسئلة التي سئلت أمس. Before we continue from where we stopped yesterday, let us talk a little bit about the test. The questions that were given yesterday. طيب السؤال الأول, ما هو مقدار الزكاة الواجبة في 257 من الإبل؟ The first question was, what is the amount of zakat due in 257 camels? الجواب أن في كل 40 بنت لبون وفي كل 50 حقة. The answer is, in each 40 there is بنت لبون, 1 2-year camel, 2-year-old camel, and in each 50 حقة, 1 3-year-old female camel. So you make the calculation, you get the answer. منه صعب. أقرب رقم ل 257 هو 250, ما هيك؟ The closest to 257 is 250. 250 يعني 55, يعني 5 حقاق. 250 has 5 50s in it. So 5 حقة, 5 3-year-old camels. It's easy. وخمس بنات ولبون وحقة كذلك, أو خمس بنات لبون وحقة, or five بنات لبون, 5 2-year-old camels, and 1 حقة, 1 3-year-old camel. لا, على حسب الأنفع الأغبط. إذا كان في إبله الاثنان, إذا كان يستطيع أن يخرج هذا وهذا, أما إن كان في إبله أحدهما يخرج ما عنده. طيب يا علي, just as I said, in 250 you have 5 50s, and for each 50 you give out 1 حقة. Also you can go by that's why if you go by 6 40s you get to 240, but if you go with 5 40s and 150 you get to 250, which is closer, so you go by this. No, it's 5 50s or 5 40s and 150. طيب السؤال الثاني, the second question. شخص وجد في أرضه التي هو يملكها دفينا من الذهب عليه كتابات ملوك الجاهلية ماذا يفعل به؟ The second question, someone finds in his land, the land that he owns, a treasure trove of gold. From it has on it writings from the time of al-Jahiliyyah. What does he do with it? يعني that is, does he pay zakah? What does he do with it? الجواب لا يأخذه. The answer, he does not take it. إذن لا يدفع فيه الزكاة, which means he doesn't pay a zakah in it. لأنه ما وجده في أرض مشاع, إنما وجده في أرضه. Because he did not find it in a land which is not owned to a specific person. Rather, he found it in his land, his land. ينظر إن كان هذا دفنه الذي قبله, المالك الذي قبله. He checks if the owner that owned the land before him is the one who put it in who buried it. فإن لم يكن هو فالذي قبله. If it wasn't him, then the one before him. وهكذا حتى يصل إلى أول إلى أول من أحيا الأرض. And so on until he gets to the first one who the first one who assumed the ownership of the land by, for example, preparing it to be preparing it to be حتى يزرع فيها, planted. He gets the ownership of the land and what's buried in it. Even if he was not the one who buried it. What's buried in it from the time of al-Jahiliyyah. So that's how he goes. He doesn't take it. Shu Khalid. If he was the first one, then he takes it. You mean, you are talking if he found it after preparing the land and getting the ownership. Well, still, I wouldn't answer to this. I will not answer to this question. طيب, هل تجب الزكاة فيما يلي? Is a زكاة due in the following things? الزيتون. الزيتون لا تجب. Olives. The answer is no. Allows almond. لا. The answer is no. السمسم لا. Sesame no. العدس نعم. Lentils yes. الحمص نعم. Chickpeas yes. وكم هو مقدار الواجب? What is the due amount? على حسب إن كانت الأرض تسقى بمؤنة. إن كان الزرع يسقى بمؤنة فنصف العشر وإلا فالعشر. It depends how the plants are irrigated. If they are irrigated with expense, then half, then 1/20. If not, then 1/10. نعم. الزيتون ليس قوتا. أولا ليس من الزروع, هو من الثمار. يعني ليس شيئا يحصد كل سنة, إنما يعني هي شجرة تثمر كل سنة. والثمار فقط يجب الزكاة في ثمر النخل والعنب. طيب, الذي يبيع الدراهم بالدنانير والدنانير بالدراهم, يعني هذا عمله, يعني صراف, بس صراف يشتغل فقط في العملة الذهبية والفضية, الدراهم والدنانير. إذا بقيت عنده بحيث لا تبقى عنده الدراهم والدنانير سنة, هل عليه الزكاة عند مرور الحول؟ الجواب ليس عليه زكاة، لأن عين الذهب لم يبقى عنده سنة، وعين الفضة لم تبقى عنده سنة، وهذه لا تدخل في التجارة. إذا كان يبيع الدراهم بالدنانير والدنانير بالدراهم، هذه لا تدخل في التجارة التي يجب فيها الزكاة، لأن هذه هي العملة التي يشتري بها البضاعة، بضائع التجارة، فلا تدخل. If someone works in exchanging money, but the currency that he exchange is only gold and silver, so he exchange golden currency for silver and silver for gold, only that, no other kind of currencies. If he keeps doing this issue for a year, is the zakat due on him? In this case, the golden money and the silver money does not remain in his possession for a year, a whole year. And this is why there is no zakat due on him. And this is not considered a trade. Yeah, it is not considered a trade, because this is the currency with which one buys the trade articles. So this is excluded. And usually people do not trade with it, with that. This is why Ibn Suraj said, لذلك قال ابن سريج بشر الصيارفة ألا زكاة عليهم، لأن الصيارفة في ذلك الوقت كانوا يعني كانت العملة التي يتعاملون بها الذهب والفضة فقط، لأنها لا تبقى في أيديهم سنة. This is why Ibn Suraj, a great Shafi'i scholar who lived more than 1,000 years ago, said, بشر الصيارفة ألا زكاة عليهم. That is, tell the people who work with this, with golden and silver currencies, they sell golden currencies for silver currencies and vice versa, that there is no zakat due on them. Why? Because they don't keep it with them for a whole year, the same gold or the same silver. فيه الزكاة، هيدي منا معدودة من مال التجارة، إنه هيدي النقد اللي بيشتروا في التجارة، هاي العملة اللي أصلاً أي تجارة اللي كان تقوم بشو ترد إلى أحد هذين، فهذان لا زكاة، إذا اشتغل بهالشغلة ما فيها زكاة. السؤال الذي بعده، إذا سافر الشخص إلى مسيرة يوم في نهار رمضان، هل يجوز له أن يفطر؟ The next question, if someone travels for the distance of one day walking during the month of Ramadan, is he permitted to break his fast? الجواب على حسب، الجواب ليس له. The answer is no. لأن المسافة ليست مسافة قصر، because the distance is not a قصر distance. وماذا لو كانت المسافة مسيرة يومين؟ What if the distance is for two walking days؟ الجواب على حسب الحال، إن سافر قبل طلوع الفجر جاز له، وإلا فلا. The answer is, it depends on his situation. If he starts traveling before the dawn appears, then if he becomes a traveler, let me say, before the dawn appears, then he is entitled to do that. Otherwise, he is not. وماذا بالنسبة لصلاة الجمعة؟ هل يجب عليه أداؤها أو لا؟ And what about the Friday prayer? Is he obligated to pray the Friday prayer or not? Or else, that is, he prays al-Dhuhr. He can pray al-Dhuhr and not the Friday prayer. الجواب إن خرج قبل الفجر سواء إلى مسافة يوم أو يومين يجوز له أن لا يصلي الجمعة وإلا يجب عليه. The answer is if he leaves out his hometown before al-Fajr, whether to the distance of one day or 2 days walking, 2 day walking, then he is permitted not to pray al-Jumu'ah. For the Jumu'ah, to leave out praying al-Jumu'ah, it is not a condition that the travel would be for a qasr distance. It is not a condition. Any traveling. But with the condition that one would be a traveler before the dawn appears. So it wasn't difficult. It was not difficult. مصدر سافر يسافر سفرا. مسألة الجمعة حتى لو خرج إلى مسافة ميل أو ميلين يكفي. نعم في العرف ما يعد في العرف سفر. No, he has to pray it somewhere. It's not a condition in his hometown. طيب if you did not answer in the proper way, this means that you are not studying in the proper way. It is always beneficial to review in groups. I said that before. It is very beneficial to review in groups. Added to the revision that one does alone. Because then you get the turn to explain and you will discover where are your weak points in expressing what you know and how you express it and how you recall what you know. And you hear how others do it, and if they are doing in the proper way, you are benefiting from how they do it. And it's a type of revision. You need to do that. You need to do that. إن شاء الله. نعم. بلى فيه الزكاة. تجارة هي. عملة الورقية مثل أي بضاعة تانية. I told you before, I think, didn't I? One of the scholars was studying in a school. Yeah, I did. And at the entrance of the school, there were stairs, 7 steps. And what he used to do, a very famous scholar, very famous. And what he used to do is whenever he took a lesson, he used to go to those stairs, start by the first one. He would step on the first one, review one case among the cases that he learned, one case. Then he would move to the second step and review the same case, to the third and review the same case until he gets to the top of the stairs. Then he would go down doing the same thing. So each case he used to review it 14 times. Then he would move to the next case then he would move to the third case, and so on until reviewing the whole class this way. And this is what he did with every class he took. And he was a very clever scholar. And this is a sign that he was a clever one. What he did is a sign of his sharpness. MashaAllah. خلونا نكمل. Let us continue. كنا بدأنا أمس الكلام عن محرمات الإحرام. If you remember, we started yesterday talking about the matters that become prohibited for the one who is in the state, who becomes in the state of Ihram. ذكرنا منها الطيب, among them we mentioned perfume, wearing perfume. ذكرنا دهن الرأس واللحية بالزيت أو ما شابه. We mentioned to anoint one's head or beard with olive oil or the like, to anoint one's head or beard with olive oil or the like. وَذَكَرْنَا إِزَالَةَ الظُّفْرِ وَالشَّعَرِ. We mentioned cutting the nails of the hair or pulling it out. وَمِنْ جُمْلَةِ مُحَرَّمَاتِ الْإِحْرَامِ الجماع ومقدماته. Among the matters that become prohibited is to have sexual intercourse and foreplay, the inviting actions of jima'. فَالْجِمَاعُ فِي الْقُبُلِ أَوْ فِي الدُّبُرِ حَرَامٌ فِي الْحَجِّ. It is prohibited for the one who is in the state of ihram to have sexual intercourse. Whether in the usual way or let me say, and that includes sodomy. والمرأة غير المحرمة لا يجوز لها أن تمكن زوجها المحرم من جماعها. So if the woman, if the wife is not in the state of ihram, she is not allowed to let her husband, who is in the state of ihram, have sexual intercourse with her. كذلك يحرم على الرجل الحلال غير المحرم أن يجامع زوجته المحرمة. Likewise, if the man is not in the state of ihram, it is forbidden for him to have sexual intercourse with his wife that is in the state of ihram. والجماع في الحج إن كان قبل التحلل الأول يفسده يبطله. if one has sexual intercourse before ending the first phase of tahallul, of getting out from the state of ihram, how to get out from the state of ihram has two phases. So if one has sexual intercourse before the first phase is done, we'll explain how is that, inshallah. Then the sexual intercourse invalidates one's Hajj. ومع أنه يفسد عليه إتمامه. Now the one who does that invalidates his Hajj, but despite that, he needs to continue doing the actions of Hajj, although it is invalidated. وعليه أن يقضيه في السنة القابلة. He has to make up this Hajj the next year. وعليه كفارة, and he needs to pay an expiation. We'll explain that, inshallah. أما بعد التحلل الأول فإذا جامع يذبح شاة عليه دم ولا يفسد حجه. As if he does that after ending the first phase of tahallul, the first stage of tahallul, his Hajj is not invalidated, but he is obligated to slaughter a sheep. كذلك يحرم على المحرم مقدمات الجماع مثل القبلة بشهوة واللمس بشهوة والنظر بشهوة والمعانقة بشهوة, كل هذا يحرم عليه. Likewise, the inviting actions of sexual intercourse are prohibited for the one who is in the state of ihram, which means it is haram for him to kiss lustfully, to hug lustfully, to touch lustfully, and to look lustfully. وَلَوْ لَمْ يُنزِلِ الْمَنِي, even if he does not emit al-mani, even if one does not emit al-mani. فَإِنْ قَبَّلَ بِشَهْوَةٍ أَوْ نَحْوَ ذَلِكَ فَعَلَيْهِ دَمٌ. If he does that, if he kisses lustfully or the like, then he has to slaughter a sheep. يعني سنبين ماذا يجب بالتفصيل إن شاء الله. We will get to that. We will clarify it in details. What's the expiation for that? ومن محرمات الإحرام عقد النكاح. Among the matters that become prohibited for the one who is in the state of ihram is to have a marriage contract. سواء عقد العقد بنفسه أو بوكيله. Whether he himself makes this marriage contract or he makes it through an authorized person. يعني whether he himself conducts the marriage contract or he authorizes someone to conduct the marriage contract on his behalf, for him, on his behalf. ولا يصح العقد. and it is not the marriage contract would not be valid. يعني المحرم لا يزوج ولا يتزوج. In brief, the one who is in the state of ihram does not give his daughter in marriage, his daughter or the like in marriage, and does not marry himself while he is in the state of ihram. Does not himself marry someone else. كذلك يحرم عليه الاصطياد أي صيد مأكول بري وحشي. مأكول معروف ما معناه. بري يعني ليس من حيوانات الماء، ليس السمك مثلا. وحشي يعني ليس مستأنسا. Also among the prohibited matters for the one who is in the state of ihram is to hunt. That is to hunt an edible animal, an edible wild animal that lives on land. So fishing is not prohibited. أما غير المأكول الذي يجوز له أن يقتله يجوز له قتله وهو محرم. If the animal is not edible and one is permitted to kill it, then the one who is in the state of ihram can kill it. بل بعض الحيوانات يندب قتلها للمحرم ولغيره. Even some animals it is sunnah to kill them because they are harmful whether the person is in the state of ihram or not. مثل الفأرة, like the rat, the mouse. مثل العقرب, scorpion. مثل الكلب العقور, الكلب الذي يؤذي الناس, like the dog that bites the people, hurts the people. وكما يحرم أن يتعرض, يعني يحرم أن يق, وكما يحرم أن يصطاد المأكول البري الوحشي, يحرم أن يتعرض له مثلا بنحو إمساكه. Just as it is prohibited for him to hunt, to kill the edible wild animal, to hunt it, it is not permissible for him to catch it with a trap, for example. كذلك لا يتعرض لبيضه ولا شعره ولا ريشه ولا لبنه. Likewise, he does not take the eggs of such animal, the feathers, the hair, or the milk, its milk. He does not take anything of that. فإن أتلف حيوانا من الحيوانات التي ذكرنا بصيد يدفع مثلها ما يشبهها ما هو أشبه بها من الأنعام الثلاثة. If one kills an edible wild animal while he is in the state of ihram, he needs to pay for the poor people either a camel, a cattle, a sheep, or a goat, depending on which one among those four is most similar to the animal that he killed. يعني من قتل نعامة وهو محرم يدفع جملا. For example, the one who kills an ostrich while in the state of ihram, he pays a camel because the camel is more similar to it than the cow, goat, or sheep. ومن قتل ضبعا يدفع شاة. The one who kills a hyena pays a sheep. The one who kills a hyena, yeah, but it's edible. Yeah. No, in the Shafi'i school, it is edible. In some other schools, it is not. But in the Shafi'i school, it is an exception. It is an exception. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ غَزَالًا يَدْفَعُ عَنْزًا. The one who kills a deer, he pays a goat. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ شَبِيهِ مِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ الثَّلَاثَةِ يُنْظَرُ هَلْ جَاءَ فِيهِ نَصٌّ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ أَوْ الصَّحَابَةِ فَإِنْ كَانْ يُتْبَعُ ذَلِكَ. If the animal does not have anyone among the four types, the four aforementioned types, it does not have anyone among them that is, that the animal is most similar to it. Like a pigeon, for example. Then one checks, did the Prophet specify the expiation in this case, or did the companions of the Prophet specify that? If yes, then he follows what they said. Hey, I mean a wild pigeon. Of course, it is understood. فإن لم يكن if the Prophet did not do that and the companions did not do that, عند ذلك يجتهد في هذا الأمر من هو أهل لذلك بطريقة بينها العلماء. Then the people who are qualified to make اجتهاد in this matter, they do اجتهاد in this matter and they specify what to pay. There is a certain procedure for that. وعندما كذلك يحرم على الرجل أن يستر رأسه أي بما يعد ساترا في العرف. Likewise, it is prohibited for the man to cover his head with what is considered usually a cover. فلو وضع يده على رأسه لم يحرم. So if he puts his hand on his head, this is not prohibited. لأن اليد لا تعد ساترا في العرف. Because the hand is not considered a cover by the norm. حتى لو ستر شيئا من رأسه لا كل رأسه حرم ذلك. Even if one covers part of his head, the man covers part of his head, not all of it, it is prohibited. كأن ربط خرقة عريضة مثلا على رأسه. Like if he ties a wide band around his head. هذا إذا فعله عامدا عالما مختارا. Again, this would be prohibited for him if he does it intentionally. Amen. If he does it not forgetting that he is in the state of ihram and not forced to do that and knowing that it is prohibited. أما لو ربط خيطا دقيقا فلا يؤثر. Now if he ties a thread, it does not matter, or what is close to it, it is not haram. ويحرم على الرجل أيضا لبس ما يحيط ببدنه بواسطة الخياطة مثل القميص أو ما يحيط ببدنه باللبد مثل بعض الألبسة أو القلنسوات التي تحيط باللبد لا بالخياطة. معنى اللبد يعني يؤتى مثلا بالصوف أو بالقطن أو نحوه فيوضع بعضه قرب بعض ثم يكبس كبسا قويا حتى يترابط يصير كأنه حيكة وخيط. فإذا كان مصنوعا بهذه الطريقة الإحاطة بهذه الطريقة أو بالخياطة لا يجوز للرجل لبس ذلك. Also, it is not permissible for a man to wear what surrounds his body either through sewing or felting. Sewing is like the usual clothes. Sewing is like the usual clothes that we wear. Sewing, not sewing. Felting means to bring the cotton, for example, or the wool, or the like, and to put it next to each other, and then to compress it, so it becomes one piece. So if the cloth surrounds the body, not because of sewing, but because of felting, still it is prohibited for the man to wear such type of clothes. أما الإزار الذي يحيط بالبدن بغير ذلك فيجوز. Now wearing an إزار, you know how the men wear in Al-Hajj. They wear an izar which is not sewn. In this case, wearing such clothes is permissible. This is it. I said without sewn. ويحرم على المرأة المحرمة ستر وجهها. It is prohibited for the woman that is in the state of ihram to cover her face. بما يعد ساترا, with what is considered a cover. يعني لا يحرم أن تضع يدها على وجهها مثلا. Which means it is not prohibited for her to put her hand on her face, for example. لِأَنَّ الْيَدْ لَا تُعَدُّ سَاتِرًا فِي الْعُرْفِ. Because the hand is not considered by the norm a cover. لكن لو كان الثوب الذي لو كان ما تستر به وجهها متجافيا عن الوجه فإنه يجوز. Now if she covers her face with something that does not touch the face, rather she puts something to make the cover get down away from the face, to make the cover not touching the face, if she covers her face with a material that drapes down away from her face, then it is permissible. كما كانت تفعل زوجات النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. As the wives of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to do, يعني إذا أحرمنا. That is, if they became in the state of إحرام. لأن زوجات النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لهن خصوصية غير باقي نساء المؤمنين. Because يحرم عليهن كشف وجوههن لغير محرم. للأجانب يحرم عليهن كشف وجوههن. Because it was prohibited for the wives of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to uncover their faces. لذلك في الحج كنا يسترنا بثوب متجاف. This is why during Al-Hajj they used to cover their face but with something that does not touch their faces. أما غير زوجات النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فلا يحرم عليهن كشف الوجه. As for other than the wives of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, it is not prohibited for them to uncover their faces. لكن يسن لهن تغطية الوجه. But it is sunnah, it is better for them to cover their faces. إلا في الحج. Except in الحج. فإنه يحرم ذلك. In الحج it is prohibited. يعني إلا بثوب متجاف. That is except if the veil does not touch the face. وإلا في الصلاة فإنه يكره ذلك. And except in the prayer, it is disliked for the woman to cover her face while praying. أما في غير ذلك فإنه يسن لهن ستر الوجه أمام الأجانب. As in other cases, it is sunnah for the woman to cover the faces in front of marriageable men, that is men who are not mahram to them, in front of other than the brothers, fathers, sons, its uncles, etc. كذلك يحرم على المرأة لبس القفاز. Likewise, it is prohibited for the woman to wear gloves, ولو في كف واحدة, even in one hand. أما لو لفت على يدها خرقة, ليس قفازا, إنما لفت خرقة على يدها, لم يحرم. أو كان كمها طويلا فسترت يدها بالكم, لا يحرم. Now if she wraps her hand with a piece of cloth, it is not prohibited. If she wraps a material around her hand, it is not prohibited. If she wears long sleeves that cover her hand, it is not prohibited. What is prohibited is to wear gloves while she is in the state of ihram. طيب, فمن فعل شيئا من هذه المحرمات التي ذكرناها, يعني قلنا يحرم على من أحرم الطيب ودهن الرأس واللحية. We said that it is prohibited for the one who becomes in the state of ihram to wear perfume, to anoint one's head or beard with olive oil or the like, إزالة الشعر والظفر, to cut the hair of the nails, to cut off the hair of the nails, الجماع, to have sexual intercourse, مقدمات الجماع, the inviting actions of جماع, عقد النكاح, to conduct a marriage contract, صيد المأكول البر الوحشي, to hunt an edible wild animal, على الرجل ستر رأسه ولبس محيط بخياطة أو نحوها. For the man to cover his head or to wear what surrounds his body with sewing or the like. وعلى المرأة ستر الوجه ولبس القفاز, for the woman to cover her face or to wear gloves. من فعل شيئا من هذه المحرمات عليه الإثم وعليه فدية. The one who does anyone among those prohibited matters while one is in the state of ihram is sinful and he has to pay an expiation. إلا في عقد النكاح, except for conducting the marriage contract. فلا فدية فيه. There is no expiation in that. ولا ينعقد. And again, it is not valid. كمان هنقول وإن كان عند بعض الأئمة يجوز ذلك. But take in consideration that some imams said that it is permissible to conduct the marriage contract when one is in the state of ihram. So if you see someone doing it or saying it, don't rush to object. Check the situation of the person first. وكذلك النظر بشهوة لا فدية فيه. Likewise, looking lustfully does not entail paying an expiation. طيب, الفدية في الطيب والدهن ولبس المحيط للرجل وإزالة الشعر وإزالة الظفر والجماع الذي لا يفسد الحج. أي جماع هذا؟ بعد التحلل الأول. والمقدمات كالتقبيل بشهوة, مقدمات الجماع كالتقبيل بشهوة ما عدا النظر يعني. الفدية شاة أو التصدق بثلاثة آصع لستة مساكين أو صوم ثلاثة أيام. يعني هو مخير بين هذه الثلاثة, إما ذبح شاة والتصدق بها على فقراء الحرم, أو التصدق بثلاثة آصع من غالب القوت من القمح على ستة مساكين, أو صيام ثلاثة أيام. If one wears perfume, anoint the head or the beard. If a man wears what surrounds his body with sewing or the like, cutting off the hair, cutting off the nails, having sexual intercourse that does not invalidate al-hajj, which is after the first phase of tahallul, of going out from the state of ihram, doing any of the inviting actions of sexual intercourse except looking lustfully, as we said, by doing any of those matters, the expiation is to slaughter a sheep and give it to the poor people who exist in Mecca, within the border of Haram Mecca, or give 3 sa' of wheat to 6 poor people, or to fast 3 days. So one has the choice to pick any of those 3 and do it. So the expiation is any or anyone among those 3 matters. أما لو قطع شعرة واحدة فعليه مد، أو أزال ظفرا واحدا فعليه مد، إن أزال شعرتين مدين أو ظفرين مدين، إن أزال 3 الدم وكما ذكرنا. Now for the hair and the nails, if one cut off one hair or one nail, the expiation is to pay 1 sa', 1 mud, sorry, 1 mud of wheat to a poor person. If one cuts off 2 hairs or 2 nails, then the expiation is to pay 2 mud. If one cuts off 3 or more, then the expiation is to slaughter a sheep, etc. Or 3 sa' to 6 poor people, or to fast 3 days. أما لو قتل صيدا. Now what if the person kills an animal, a wild edible animal. فإن كان لهذا الحيوان المقتول مثل فعليه مثله كما ذكرنا. If this killed animal has a most similar among the 4 types, camels, cows, cattle, sheep and goats, then one needs to pay this similar animal. لكن الشخص مخير بين ذبح هذا الحيوان هذا النعم وبين إعطاء وتوزيعه على فقراء الحرم وبين إعطائهم قمحا بقيمته وبين صيام مد صيام يوم عن كل مد. فإذا هو عليه، لو فرضنا هو عليه جمل، هو مخير بين ذبح البدنة الجمل وإطعامها للفقراء وبين أن يعطيهم قيمتها من غالب قوت البلد الذي هو الآن القمح، وبين أن يقدر كم هو هذا القوت، كم مدا يكون، فيصوم عن كل مد يوما، مخير بين هذه 3. So if one kills an edible wild animal, he needs to pay, as we said, either a camel or a cattle or a sheep or a goat. Now, he has the choice either to slaughter this animal and distribute it among the poor people who are within the borders of Haram Mecca, or give them wheat. Nowadays, give them wheat that has the same value of the animal, distribute it among them, or to fast one day for each mud of wheat. Instead of giving them the wheat nowadays, he has the choice. He can fast a day instead of each mud. So if the amount is 1,000 mud, then he has the choice to fast 1,000 days instead of giving out 1,000 mud to them. So either he slaughters the animal and distributes it among the poor people who are within the borders of Mecca, or distribute food that has the same amount, the same value of the animal. In this case, nowadays, it's wheat, or to fast a day for each mud. وَلَا يُجْزِئُ الذَّبْحُ وَالْإِطْعَامُ إِلَّا فِي الْحَرَمِ. Slaughtering and feeding is not, to the poor people, is not valid except if it is done within the borders of Haram Mecca. It has to take place there, and the poor people who are there, whether they are from Mecca or from outside Mecca, but they need to be there and the food to be given to them for this expiation to be valid. ليس كما يفعل اليوم هؤلاء المتسلطون على الحرمين يأخذون ما يذبح الحجاج يقولون للحاج عليك ذبح نحن نذبح عنك أعطنا المال يأخذون منه المال ثم يوزعون إلى الدول يرسلون إلى غير فقراء الحرم إلى الدول المختلفة الذبائح حتى يكسبوا أنصارا لدعوتهم بأموال حد وهذا لا يجزئ هذا لا يجزئ فإن كان على أحد ذبح لا يعطيهم لا يدفع لهم المال إنما إن كان هو لا يعرف يوكل شخصا يقيم هناك يعرفه أن يذبح عنه ويوزع على فقراء الحرم. What they do nowadays, the Wahhabis, they tell the people, if you have an expiation, pay us, give us the money, we'll slaughter on your behalf. They take the money, and then later, I don't know what they do, they slaughter. I am pretty sure that they don't use the same money to buy sheep of the like. But anyway, what they do, they slaughter sheep, and then they send the meat outside to other countries. They don't even distribute it to the poor people who are within the border of Al-Haram. They send them to other countries to gain supporters for their ill-creed. So if any one of you at one point of time has to slaughter in Al-Hajj, don't give them money. Either you do it, or if you do not know about poor people there, although there would be a lot. If you do not know about poor people there, then authorize someone who lives there to do this on your behalf. Give him the money. He will take care of this issue. Don't give it to them. They do not do it in the proper way. الله عز وجل يريحنا منهم. طيب. هلا أما الجماع فكما قلنا إما أن يكون قبل التحلل الأول أو بعده. As for having sexual intercourse when one is in the state of ihram, then the sexual intercourse would happen either before the first stage of tahallul or after that. ما معنى التحلل الأول؟ التحلل الأول هو أن يفعل الشخص اثنين من ثلاثة: الطواف والرمي، أي رمي جمرة العقبة، والحلق أو التقصير. إذا فعل اثنين من هذه الثلاثة فقد تحلل التحلل الأول. The first stage of تحلل is for one to do two among three matters, any two among three matters. Throwing the pebbles at العقبة, at the عقبة station, going around Al-Ka'bah after being at Arafah, that is the obligatory, the one that is the integral, Tawaf al-Ifadah, doing the integral Tawaf and cutting or shaving, cutting off the hair or shaving. If one does any two among those three matters, then all what was prohibited for him by becoming in the state of ihram becomes again permissible, except what is in relation with women, that is, conducting the marriage contract, having sexual intercourse, or the inviting actions of that. Other than those three matters, all what became prohibited for him by becoming in the state of ihram becomes again permissible for him. بالتحلل الأول, إذا تحلل الشخص التحلل الأول, حل له ما حرم عليه بالإحرام. كل ما حرم عليه بالإحرام حل له, إلا أمر النساء, يعني إلا عقد النكاح والجماع ومقدمات الجماع. ما عدا ذلك يحل له, إلا عقد النكاح والجماع ومقدمات الجماع. فإن جامع قبل هذا التحلل الأول فسد حجه. So if one has sexual intercourse before this first tahallul, this first stage of tahallul, his hajj is invalidated. وكما قلنا يمضي في هذا الحج الفاسد وعليه قضاؤه. And as we said, he continues doing the actions of this invalidated hajj, and he needs to make it up the next year if he is able. وعليه كفارة, and he has to pay an expiation, وهي بدنة, which is to slaughter a camel. Again, where to slaughter this camel? Within the borders of Haram Mecca, and to distribute it to who? To the poor people who exist there, within the borders of Haram Mecca. طيب, إذن الكفارة بدنة أي إبل, he needs to slaughter a camel, وإلا إن لم يستطع فبقرة, if he cannot then a cattle, وإلا فسبع شياه مما يصح للأضحية, if he cannot then seven sheep or goats that are qualified to be slaughtered as أضحية. فإن لم يستطع أطعم بقيمة البدنة, أي وزع قمحا في هذه الأيام على الفقراء بقيمة الإبل. If he cannot, then he distributes food, nowadays wheat, to the poor people with a value equals to the value of the camel. إن لم يستطع يصوم بعدد الأمداد. If he cannot, let's say he doesn't have money, he cannot, then he fasts a number of days equal to the number of mud. Let's say the camel is worth, I don't know, 3,000 mud, 2,000 mud, then he fasts 2,000 days. He needs to fast. No, not consecutively. But he has, well, in this case, in this, if he is able, yes. If he is able, he needs to do it that way. But if he does not, then it is still valid. لحظة بس. طيب, أما لو أفسد الجماع, أما لو أفسد الحج بجماع قبل التحلل الأول, بعد التحلل الأول, فهنا عليه شاه كما مر معنا. Now if one ليس أفسد, أما إن جامع بعد التحلل الأول لا يفسد حجه لكن عليه شاد. Now if one has sexual intercourse after the first stage of تحلل, his حج is not invalidated, but he needs to pay a sheep, as we said previously. لا يشترط. It is not a condition to fast in Mecca. It is not a condition to fast in Mecca. فإن كان الشخص قارنا, now if someone, قارنا يعني أحرم بحج وعمرة معا, now if someone is making الحج and العمرة together, So he made his intention for both of them together. إذا جامع قبل التحلل الأول أفسد حجه وعمرته. If he has sexual intercourse before the first stage of tahallul, then both al-hajj and al-umrah are invalidated. فماذا يفعل? So what does he do? زيادة على ما ذكرنا, on top of what we said, بعد النفر من منى, after he leaves Mina, he ends the actions of Hajj and leaves Mina. يحتاج أن يحرم فورا بعمرة. He needs to make immediately the intention of Umrah. To make up the Umrah that he invalidated. الحج لا يستطيع أن يقضيه فورا, يعني هذه السنة, إلا في السنة التي تلي. أما العمرة يستطيع فيحرم فورا بالعمرة. He cannot make al-hajj immediately. He needs to wait to the next year, isn't it? But al-umrah he can. So he needs to do it immediately. He needs to make his intention to make al-umrah, to make it up immediately. طيب قلنا التحلل الأول يكون بفعل اثنين من ثلاثة. We said that the first stage of tahallul is by doing two among three matters. رمي جمرة العقبة وطواف الإفاضة والحلق أو التقصير. To throw the pebbles at العقبة. You understand what that means, huh? This is what you do at the day of Eid. Not three times, just at that station at the day of Eid. Just that throwing for one time. So, to throw the pebbles at Al-Aqaba, to do Tawaf Al-Ifada, and the third matter is to shave or cut off the hair. If one does two among those three matters, then he is done with the first stage of tahallul. طيب أما إذا فعل هذه الثلاثة كلها شو بيكون? تحلل التحلل الثاني. Now when he does all those matters, then the second stage of tahallul is done. فيحل له كل ما كان حرم عليه بالإحرام. Then he is permitted to do all what became prohibited for him to do when he became in the state of Ihram. وعندما نقول ذلك يعني ويكون سعى أيضا ولو لم يذكر السعي. When we say that, this means that he also made a sa'i, even if they don't mention a sa'i among the three matters. So to end the stage of tahallul, he needs to make a sa'i too. Well, if he did not make a sa'i yet, he cannot have sexual intercourse because he is still in the state of ihram. So even if it is not mentioned among those three, but it is implied, understood. طيب يكفي هذا الآن. Let us stop here for now. إن كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. If you have questions, go ahead. تفضل يا أم وليد. لحظة. When Jose? Where is Jose? Oops. Okay. Okay, tell him that I asked about him. Allah yubarik fikum. Tfaddal ya Walid. الجماع الرجل والمرأة. كيف لك؟ هذا اللي بعرف. راجع إن شاء الله. Both men, the man and the woman, if they have sexual intercourse before the first tahallul, both of them, their hajj is invalidated. The man and the woman. Go ahead. Then they wait until they are able and they have to go. Still, if they do, they have, did they have the, did they repent and they had the determination to go when they are able, then they are clear from the sin. Tafaddali Daria. Go ahead, Daria. Yeah. A band-aid on the This is necessary. Yeah. In this case, because it is well determined, this expiation is well determined in Ash-Shara, which means he needs to slaughter a sheep or to distribute 3 sa' to 6 poor people, each one half of a sa', or to fast 3 days. This is well determined in Ash-Shara. So he needs to do it this way. As for the other, there is no specific number. So when distributing the meat, for example, or the like, to 3 people or more, he gives them the meat. That's enough. Wafikum. An example of what one should avoid when one is in al-hajj, if he takes a shower, for example, and a man wants to dry his head, he doesn't put the towel on his head. This is covering the head. So, well, he can take a part of it and do this way if he wants. He doesn't cover the head with the towel. And the woman does not cover her face with the towel. Yeah, she needs to take care of that. لا يشترط. لا يجوز لها. مش جزء من الوجه هذا. ما بظن ما نوقف فاز. بيكون شيء كم أو شغل عادينا أو نحو ذلك. لا يجري عقدا لو لغير محرم. أم أهلك. أما الشهادة لا أذكر. مظبوط. حمام البري الوحشي. وحشي هذا ليس مملوكا لشخص معين. تفضل الياس. Yes, some people call it Al-Kubra, yes. Yes. No. The three that we mentioned and As-Sa'i. And for the three to be done, then you need to be, being at Arafah should be done, because you cannot go for the integral going around Al-Tawaf if you don't go, if you are not at Arafah before that. So this is what it means. Plus As-Sa'i. Okay. Wow, mashallah. طيب, نبلش من عند فوزي. تفضل فوزي. While she is praying. Yes. Anytime it is disliked for the woman to cover her face while praying. Wafiq. Yes. It is valid. Conducting the marriage contract is not valid, but divorcing is valid. تفضل حاج. هذا جزء من الوجه, هذا اللي بعرفه, برجع بتأكد. على الوجه, على الرجل لا يحرم, منشفي أو غيره لا يحرم. إذا إن كان أفسد عمرته, إن كان قارنا. ولو ما هو أفسد هذه العمرة, أفسد هذه العمرة. يا حاج الكلام عن القارن, إيه؟ الذي أحرم بحج وعمرة معا. عرفت شو يعني بالطواف الواحد يحسب عن الحج والعمرة في آن. هذا القارن, مش المتمتع, ليس الذي اعتمر أولا ثم بعد ذلك أحرم بالحج عن القارن. أما هداك اعتمر أولا خلاص خلصت العمرة, أفسد عمرته, أفسد عمرته. إيه خالد. Even the slaughtering within the borders of Haram. Yeah, to be a... Yes. The ring? No. It's allowed. Ask someone else about it. تفضلي كاسي. ها؟ I can't hear you, كاسي. I didn't hear well. they authorize someone who knows to distribute it to the poor people. Okay, I have a question here. When one is paying the expiation, is there a reward on paying it? Yeah, of course there is a reward in paying it. Because one is doing what Allah ordered one to do. إذا شعرتين مدين إذا ثلاثة أو أكثر ما عندي جواب It is well defined. The borders of Haram Mecca is well defined. It's known for all the people there. They know it. It is well defined. There are, يعني, it is known from here to here and from here to here. It's well known. No. It's not only where the houses are. It's wider than that. تفضل. هذا يشمثل هذا فرق في الكلمة في استعمال الكلمة طيب تفضلي by fasting يعني if you want to fast you don't fast them in a consecutive no you don't do that no I don't know about that. إنه حرام. هو شرط في وجوب الكفارة العلم بالتحريم هيك بيقولوا. ما قالوا قريب عهد. قالوا العلم بالتحريم هيك قالوا بس ما عندي تفصيل أكثر لابد let me draw your attention to something when we said it is disliked for the woman to cover her face when she is praying, but not that when she, يعني it is not, it does not get to the level of haram, but when she makes a sujood, she needs to take this off so she can put her forehead on the ground or the like. If she does not take it off, then her sujood is invalid. And the prayer is invalid. So it is disliked, but when she makes a sujood, she needs to put her forehead without any barrier on the ground of where she prays. So pay attention to that. إذا كشفت العورة أثناء الطواف في الشوط الثالث فهل عليه أن يعيد من الشوط الأول الجواب لا يستر فورا ويكمل من حيث انكشفت العورة ليس عليه أن يعيد الأشواط الماضية The judgment that it is haram Isn't this covering the face? She needs to know that this is haram. It is haram to cover her face. But not about the expiation. It's not a condition. If she does not know that there is an expiation on her, if she does that, still she needs to pay it. If she knows that, it is haram to cover it. The same. Even he is not allowed to catch the animal. For example, the animal is passing by. Also it is haram. Even one doesn't even frighten that animal. Tafaddali. هاي مسألة تانية هاي. ما بيصح. عرفت. لا يصح، ما بيصح، لأنه هذا يتحرك بحركتها. ما بيصح. طيب تفضل محمد. صح. مدان. أمزكر. راجع إن شاء الله. المرأة التي لا، هن آيلين يأثم عليه كفارة، العلماء يقولون مع العلم والعمد والتعمد والاختيار، هيك قالوا. ما بدي فوت أكثر منك. طيب بارك الله فيكم، خلونا نهلل. الله يكرمكم. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.